If you were a Spice Girl, which Spice Girl would you be?
Oh, Sporty Spice, definitely.
That was a quick response. You thought about this, didn't you, when you were watching
My whole life.
it? No, seriously, did you think about it?
While watching this, no, I didn't think what Spice Girl I would be.
It wasn't your Roman Empire? You haven't
It's not
thought?
my Roman Empire.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Are you ready to get down to reality?
Let's get down to reality.
Down to reality. I am one of your hosts. My name is Ro, also known on social media as Reality Ops.
And I'm Hubs, back at it again, also known on social media as DTR Hubs.
You made us a, what's it called? It's a great name now.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Like a handle. Yeah. Username. Yeah.
He made a username, guys.
I know. I have 7 followers.
You do you really?
Yeah.
You need to show me who they are.
So go follow me.
TikTok and Instagram, or just TikTok?
Oh, both.
Both.
You have to do both.
You have to do both. Okay.
You have to appease both markets.
Okay. M is going to be here for the news portion. Like we said, she'll record the weeks that she can, the Vanderpump recap with us, and weeks she can't, she will do the news. Hubs is here. He's my husband, if you haven't listened before. Hence the name Hubs. We need to come up with a name for him. He doesn't want a name. I said, what about D? He said, that's weird.
Hubs. I like Hubs.
Okay. So anyway, we are going to start, like we always do, with a little bit of news. Then we'll get into the recap. The recap is actually broken into two parts just because our schedules were crazy this week with recording. So this is part one, and you'll get basically like half of the episode in this part and then the news, like we said. And then part two will release this week on Thursday, and that will have the rest of the episode. That will be a little bit short of a recap and then the rest of the news. So there will definitely be a part two this week. We have much of that recorded already, so that's good. But at the end, M, like I said, will be on for our like latest and greatest news. What's it from, latest and greatest, whenever I say that? That's from something that we like, a dessert. Oh, baked.
Dessert?
I know who. I know what it's from. Baked by Melissa.
The latest best, and greatest?
Yes, the best freaking cupcakes. See, I know because I'm the one who always orders them.
Those cupcakes are amazing.
The best. Oh, God, we should contact Baked by Melissa. Guys, if you haven't had Baked by Melissa cupcakes, they're teeny little cupcakes and they're pretty expensive, but they come in beautiful packaging. You get them shipped to your house, or if you live in a city, you can get them there. This is not an ad. Trust me, go get them. They are so yummy, and they have like nut-free options. They have vegan options, gluten-free.
Oh, so good. They're good. Visually stunning, and they taste so amazing.
One time when our daughter, because she loved them so much, I remember she was 3, she found the box. And she got super excited to go open the box because she thought there were cupcakes in them and there weren't. And then she started crying.
Yeah. We saved the box because it's such a nice box.
Yeah.
So we use it for like storing other stuff.
It felt so bad, but it was so funny.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
I kind of wish that was a sponsored bit.
Let me send it to them. I'll send it. I'll say, hey, look, this is what we could do for you.
This is what we could do.
What can you do for us? You don't have to pay us. Can you send us cupcakes once a month?
Send us cupcakes and we'll give you a little shout out.
We'll give you the ad. Okay. This week, some shit came out. Excuse my language, but don't, because it's going to happen again. Jax Taylor, there have been rumors that he was with his publicist in Canada. We talked about a previous podcast, and people said that they saw them banging in the bathroom. This was on Reddit. Okay. That post went everywhere. The post was deleted. Since then, the original poster, the OP, as we cool kids call it on Reddit, the OP posted again explaining that was her, and that she says, or he says, that we got them in trouble because then they weren't actually allowed to party with Jax anymore. I guess he got pissed off and he left. I don't remember the whole post. It caused this big debacle. Seems like the post is real, not super positive. However, what is definitely real is Sheena's response to it today on her podcast. So this is Friday, April 26th. Sheena had her episodes of Shenanigans drop this morning. And as usual, Sheena gives a lot of tea, just lots of tea. She loves the tea. And when asked a question about Jax, they said, is there any truth to the rumors about Jax and his publicist? And she said, and Brock was there with her, she said, well, I'm not going to like speak for Brittany. I'm not going to answer to that. Like, we'll leave that for Brittany, and Brock said something like, yeah, we'll leave that for Brittany to say on her podcast. And Sheena goes, I can't say anything, but I can't imagine a worse scenario. What the fuck? And if you don't know, Lori is both Jax and Brittany's publicist. Those pictures that were posted of them in the past were quite cozy pictures. I defended them because Jax was like, of course not. How could people say this?
Well, Jax is a changed man.
That's what I freaking thought, because I'm an idiot.
And got jaxed.
I got jaxed because I really thought when he said something like, after all we've been through or something, I'm like, he wouldn't say that. And then I felt bad for Lori as his publicist. But do you think Sheena would say that if it weren't true? No, she basically confirmed it without confirming it.
Oh, yeah. And then she goes in to talk about what would they do with the podcast? Would it be 1 week on, 1 week off with Brittany and Jax? Which I'm like, what? Why is she going into all these scenarios?
Right.
If she didn't know something.
Brittany would have to be extremely angry. Yeah. So, okay. In saying that, I do have some extra information about Jax that I have not shared yet, but I'm going to share either during the podcast when we're doing a recap, if it comes up and I can't help myself, or at the end. Spoiler alert, I share it during the recap of part one.
I'll hear the news when I listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you'll hear it. Well, you already know because you live with me. But I do want your response to it. I feel like I believe this based off of what I've heard. And it's disappointing, but all right. Oh, and you were...
Yeah, Brock called out the part where Brittany is in an Airbnb with their kid.
Yeah. And he's going back and forth, though, between Jax and Brittany.
And Jax is living at home in the house. And I'm thinking, what the hell? You're going to take... I agree with Brock there. You're going to take Brittany and your kid out of their comfort zone. So, yeah, I thought, like, Jax, what the hell are you doing? Mm-hmm. You effed up. You go in the Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. And Brittany, it seemed like when they first said it, maybe I have to, like, look back at things, but it seemed like Brittany was the one to make the choice to just live out somewhere else. So I don't know if it's going to be different now that this is maybe what happened. Like, if she's going to say, that's my place, and she should, or what. But it's true, like, and especially with, like you were saying to me, with Cruz having, like, speech therapy and all that, like, you know, he's doing a lot right now as a kid, and he doesn't need the back and forth of the homes.
No.
So they should, like, somebody suggested, well, why don't you just leave Cruz in the house and have the parents stay in and out of the house, like, them change off. And I do think that that's much better for a child. Obviously, that's not something you can do long term.
Yeah, that's not sustainable long term.
But it's something that you can do right now while they're figuring things out to just make it a little bit easier, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's been a lot of other things. Let's just get down into our recap, though, because we can address some things as we are recapping. So let's get into it. Did you like this episode?
Well, first off, the episode's called Jax Attack. So I knew it was going to be something.
Do you think that they like Saved by the Bell and they did it off of Zach Attack?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's very sad.
I wasn't a Saved by the Bell person.
I'm very upset about that. I know.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, I couldn't remember. You really haven't watched Saved by the Bell?
I don't know, maybe like a scene or two.
Where did you grow up? Under a rock?
I just didn't watch that show growing up.
But good episode, yes or no? I really liked it. I feel like it was very OG Vanderpump-y. Obviously, Jax is back. Jax is back. Well, we can't do that because Eminem does not like when people do that.
Yeah, we don't want to get sued by Eminem. So overall, I thought it was a really good episode. A lot of good... different types of scenes jumping back and forth, which we'll get into.
Let's go into it.
But I really enjoyed it.
So we start out at James and Allie's house. They keep showing the planes. How many times are they going to show the planes? Every episode.
Oh, I didn't notice. This is the first time I noticed.
Are you joking?
Yeah, it's a joke.
They keep showing the planes constantly. Like, how bad is it in real life that they have to show those planes all the time?
I don't know. They cut their house. It's like James and Allie's house. And it's like, oh, there's that scene of the house and there's a plane going
over. So we don't live by an airport, but we live under, which is, I don't like it. We didn't know this. Well, I actually think when we first moved here, it didn't happen. Then they like changed it or something. We do live under a flight path, but it's not like that. Like, it's not loud. You just see
the. No, I mean, the planes are a lot higher here. I think by them, they're probably pretty close to the airport where the planes are getting close to landing. So they're pretty low.
Yeah. So I guess it is quite annoying being there. I just feel bad that they keep calling out the airplanes.
Yeah.
Jack shows up to the house over the fence, like the guy in Home Improvement. What's the guy's name on the other side of the fence? Who never showed his face?
Wilson?
I was going to say Wilson. I was going to call him Mr. Wilson, but then I thought that was just Dennis the Menace. Yeah, Wilson. His name is Wilson.
Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, he looked like Wilson.
Oh, that reminded me of something. And you know, you just said
it's Wilson.
Oh, my God, it's Wilson.
Yeah, it's Wilson.
He was like waving his hand over. Hey.
Yeah. Hey, James. I think he's his neighbor. And then they show the throwback of Jax and James, where James is like, you need to get him up, Cosmopolitans, Bumptinis.
Bumptinis.
The best. James's lines have always been so good.
I still remember the first time I saw that scene. It was just.
Really?
Great.
It was a special day for you?
It was.
Do you remember where you were?
Well, I remember how excited you got because you knew that scene was coming up.
I know. I always get like really excited when you come across something. That's like a moment.
I think you told me about like a season before even. You're like, oh, there's this one scene that you're going to love.
Yeah.
With James and Jack. And
the other one that comes up this episode is the other one that you love, Brittany.
Rotten Hail.
Yeah.
Do you think she told him the Rotten Hail recently?
I pray, and I also pray it was on camera.
I was just going to say, I hope it's on camera.
Even if she just took out her cell phone and recorded it, I wish she did that.
She posted like a TikTok.
Jack says, my best friend Katie is going to be there. And then he tells them that apparently Katie is telling everyone that I cheated on my wife. And he says, is she that pissed off that she can't F any more of her ex-husband's friends and she can't F me? Gross.
So self-centered.
She never wants to F you. Trust her. Trust. Also, this is so ridiculous knowing what we know now.
Ugh.
That he's, oh, all right. I guess, should I just tell him this little, it's not going to work until the end. I'm just going to tell him now. So I have heard, guys, unfortunately, I have heard that things are going to come out soon about him and not, seemingly not just with Lori. We will see until that comes out. I do personally believe with like things like this, allegations like this, it not to like count it as fact, because unless it actually comes out from direct people, we don't know. So I am going to wait to hear for sure. But I do feel like there has been way too much out there at this point. There are things on Reddit. It is a lot. I can't help but feel like Katie was right.
Again.
Like, where there is that much smoke, there is fire. There can't be that much smoke without fire, right?
Yeah, and when you got that recent news, even rewatching the episode.
Yeah. Like, and my news was before Sheena
came out. Before Sheena.
Before Sheena came out.
So when Sheena's episode came out, we kind of already had an
idea.
Shit. Sheena's hinting at something already.
Hinting. She's literally, Sheena was saying that she can't say and then said it.
Yeah.
She's bad with that. But James says, like, let's face it, Jack Sailor has had a checkered past, and they show the Rotten Hell scene.
Yeah. It's just like so classic Jax to like push the attention away from him, try to make Katie seem like she's the bad person here.
Right.
When in the back of his mind, he knows what's going on in his head.
Can you believe how many times they have tried to villainize Katie and make Katie the bad person? And then it's them. And I thought of like a video to make when Sandoval did this last year, when they were after the beach day and they were all sitting down in the restaurant. And that's when James got the alcohol in his eye. And
great scene.
Yeah, great scene. And Sandoval was like all high and mighty, like pointing at Katie. And I don't remember what he said to her. And she was like, oh, yeah, look at you. Like, and Katie could not care less because she knew what a Jew she was. Here we go again. Jax is making her seem like this horrible person, bringing this up when he has a family, when you're fucking cheating, we have a family. And I'm considering, even if it's my source, even if my source wasn't right, which I believe they're right, if they weren't, still, Sheena saying this, Brittany unfollowing both of them, it doesn't matter. There's something going on, okay?
What I don't understand is how, when this stuff goes down, in Jax's mind, is he truly thinking that he's going to get away with everything all the time? Nothing's ever going to come out?
Because
he's so convincing in what he's saying.
Yeah, he has so much conviction.
And deflects and makes other people seem like they're wrong and crazy.
Well, okay. I mean, I don't know when the cheating would have started. I don't know that. So,
oh, well, yeah, I guess this was
there is a chance that this could have been a couple months before, but I just don't think so. Because like I said, when there's that much smoke, there's fire. Katie was seeing it on Reddit. I mean, I could do some digging and try to find out, but I don't freaking know. And James says in the confessional, when deciding between like believing Jax or Katie, he says, if they're both telling me something, I've got to go with Katie, like, you know, just out of history and trust. Like, he know what I like about James now is he seems to know who to listen to, and he listens to Katie and Ariana. I love like how James's relationship with Katie has changed.
Yeah. I mean, James's relationship with a lot of them has matured over time.
Yeah.
And grown.
But Katie, especially because he was so horrible to her. And, you know, when.
Oh, yeah. Some of those past seasons, some of the comments he's made. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then they talk about the brunch at Sir, and James suggests Jack brings flowers to Lisa. So I guess this is the thing. He didn't bring the flowers. He didn't end up bringing flowers. Did you notice that?
I did not notice
that. Yeah, he didn't bring flowers. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But I guess.
Is that a thing with Lisa?
I guess.
I always wonder why, like, Sandoval always brings flowers when he shows
Sandoval
up.
Well, I mean, Sandoval lays by.
Yeah.
Then we have Sheena's house, and we had Jack's, and now we have Brittany. And again, we talk about this all the time. Summer Moon is so freaking adorable. Brittany, so cute. And poor little Summer Moon, she has her cast on. She says she wants another X-ray. Sheena talks about like how close her and Brittany are, and I just think this is funny because she literally says she's close with everyone.
she is a friend to everyone.
She's everyone's best friend. Now this is when Brittany says that they're going to be trying for a baby this month, and she specifically says this month we're officially trying. And this is so sad because we watch The Valley. And we see on The Valley, like, they're not going to end up, well, we know in real life too, but he says in the previews of everything, like, he doesn't think they're ready to have a baby. And so I thought it was sad to know that she actually thought they were going to start trying that month. Maybe they did. I don't know. But then look at what happened.
You know, I never thought of this before, but when's the filming of The Valley in relation to when this is filmed?
It was the same time,
so
June to September.
So
yeah.
We're watching The Valley now, and those episodes are around the same time as...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's like the same time.
I never thought of that.
It would be interesting to kind of line up like where the episodes fall with each other. Hmm. Yeah, I might try to...
If only I knew someone that digs into timelines and...
Yeah. Well, that shit takes a lot of time.
That would take a lot of time. How would you even do that?
I mean, you could do that. So Sheena says that she and Brock are at each other's throats lately. It's funny. I think we both feel like this, but I feel like they have very healthy fights.
Yeah.
Why would you consider it healthy?
Because there's always a conversation.
I feel like.
I mean, unhealthy fights are ones that are just screaming and then you kind of just go away and you don't resolve it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what I do like about Brock is I feel like he is very direct and kind of says what's on his mind, but then he also does listen to Sheena and has that conversation. And he's very open to like continuing to make things work and you know, grow their relationship.
Yeah.
Which we've seen in the later scene at the dinner.
Yeah. They're both very wanting to like always be better.
I feel like they're good for each other. I feel like.
Yeah. I feel like they're really good for each other too.
They work well and they're opposite enough that they really help each other.
I think, yeah.
Through, you know, their own strengths.
But they have their troubles. So she talks about her OCD and she says, well, first of all, she's talking about the date and she says that Brock gets offended because Sheena wanted like a big thing with everyone for their anniversary and Brock just wanted to go out to dinner with her. And like, okay, why do you need a big thing for your anniversary? I don't know. I know on these TV shows they do that, but I do think it's weird. Like, I want to just go out with you for an anniversary, or I just want to have time with you.
Yeah.
I don't want to have time with everyone. That's not us.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
I understand like if you have like a special year, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're having
25
like
a year, 20 year, whatever.
If you're having a party or something for, yeah, like a big milestone or something like that, or if you're releasing your new anniversary song, let's say.
Your anniversary song,
then you'd
right.
want like a release party for your anniversary.
Yes. What would we call that? Champs?
Champ? Oh, like champagne?
Mm-hmm. Peaches and champs.
Because
she has apples. Strawberries and champs.
Strawberries and champs.
Yeah, that's a good one. That could be her anniversary song.
You put a good beat behind that.
I'm going to suggest that on her when she puts a little pod boxes. When you do an anniversary
Strawbs and champs.
Strawbs and champs.
Strawbs and champs.
I like that. But I agree with him. Small, intimate anniversary.
Yeah. And that's what we ended up seeing.
And then they had a huge date. We'll talk about that when we get there. And then this cuts to Brock talking to his friend about all of this. And this is really interesting because he says to his friend that he just needed to get out of the house and he needs somebody in the house so that he could step away and fill his cup. And it's such an interesting role reversal because this is typically how the mom feels. This is how I felt when our little was little, you know, like yeah. at that age, at summer's age, I would say. I felt like I needed, and that's when I started working part-time because I felt like I needed time to be me because all day long it's like I needed to remember who Ro was too.
Yeah, and you need that time for you.
And I'm really bad. Like I wasn't good at like going to hang out with my friends or getting manicures. Like I wasn't good at that. Like I had terrible guilt, which looking back, I don't think I would have that again. Like I would look at it very differently. But I pushed myself so much to like be available as much as possibly can that then I lost sight of who I was. And it was just interesting to hear him acknowledging like he needs to go fill his cup. He needs to do those things because he's home with Summer so much. I don't know. I thought it was really interesting. And I felt for him like as a mom or a dad, like I felt for.
Yeah. I mean, you need that reset, you know?
And I think Sheena is like the dad just in a typical household. Not that it's right, but it's typical where Sheena is feeling more of like, well, she says to him later on, isn't it just enough to have us? And I don't think that's what it's about. It's just about he needs to do his thing too.
And that's how I saw it too. I'm not taking away anything and I don't think he's taking away anything from his role right now being the supportive husband and being, you know, the main person that's home with Summer and taking care with her.
Yeah.
You know, taking care of her. But he also needs that portion of his life where he owns something and he can go off and, you know, be a little creative and have a bit of a career.
Right. And now he posts videos with the new house. It seems like there's so many projects there. And he's been posting things with him, like building a wall in front of their house because they live kind of like off of a main road. And so they wanted a wall for safety, which good idea. We just saw a video today of like of a car pummeling into a Dunkin' Donuts, in New Jersey, which was crazy. Like literally just right through the Dunkin' Donuts. So he built a wall in front of the house. He built like patios, like a walkway.
I guess their old place was an apartment, right?
Yeah.
So they weren't able to do things. Not things inside or outside.
Right. Or not as much. Yeah. So he's super into this. And it's good because you can see on his videos, he's excited to share. That'll get him like more sponsorships and things like that. Kind of reminds me of like Carl Lindsay talking about the sponsorships, which I know you want to talk about Summer House a little bit. But I want to like message him. I just feel weird, but be like, go post this shit on TikTok because you can make bank on TikTok as a celebrity or, you know, D-list, E-list, F-list, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, he's building that, you know, building the wall, whatever.
Put
something for like Home Depot there or something that he got his tools there and boom, that's a little sponsorship.
People make a lot of money doing that. Okay. Oh, but I do want to say I agree with what Sheena said here because she's like, it should just be how it works. You know, she's like, she doesn't want him to be so upset about it because this is just what works for their family. So I agree. Like, I think he maybe needs to take some of that mental part of it off of him. Like, it's okay that you're the man of the house and you're not the breadwinner. Man of the house, like, quote unquote, you know, but you're not the breadwinner. You don't have to feel like you have to be, you know what I mean? And that's okay. Cause I think he does feel a little bit of that, like what she was saying that he feels like, how would you feel?
I didn't think that feel like he was, I know Sheena brings up like the sports ego thing during the dinner and, you know, you can sort of let that guard down and not have to, you know, go and be, you know, the breadwinner. And I didn't think he had that angle. I think it was more, he was just looking for something else to also have that was his.
I think he might be saying stuff though that they're not showing as much. He does say it at some point. I don't remember if it was with his friend but I think he says, I think at the dinner, like where he feels like, I have those in the notes for later, but like where he feels like he wants to provide for her. So,
okay.
You know what I mean? Or should.
Yeah.
Which you, I think, would feel also. And we've talked about that. Like you would be, if this were a situation that we were in that situation, you'd be gung-ho about me doing what I'm doing. But I do think you'd, what do you think? Do you think you'd feel?
Yeah, because me personally, I feel like I want to provide for the family, but not from the angle of I would be jealous if you were making more or feel like I'm not providing as much.
Right, but
I would want to go out and just provide as much as I can for the family.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the angle I would have.
Yeah, but I understand. Yeah. I feel like I understand both of them.
You yeah, know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so this is when Sheena talks about her OCD, and she said she said somewhere else that she's had OCD forever, but she has postpartum OCD, and her intrusive thoughts have gotten really out of hand. And she opens up to Brittany about this. And again, if you've listened to the podcast before, I have OCD. At one point, it was like super severe, like debilitating OCD. It was not like that for most of my life. Thankfully, it's not like that now. But when you go through high periods of stress, and it can happen. And so, like, especially postpartum, it makes sense for it to happen. Your hormones are changing and all of that. But Sheena opens up about how she is afraid now of, Sheena says that people say they see Lala's eyes light up when Brock walks into a room. And so she doesn't think that, but her brain goes there now. And she thinks of like a nanny, like, could you imagine if your husband left you for the nanny? I hate that my brain goes there. And she gets really upset. And I really feel for her. And some people in my comments were saying that that's like kind of normal. Like, it doesn't mean you have OCD. And so I wanted to explain the difference for people, the difference between just thinking something like that versus having that be a part of OCD is when it's something that's obsessive, meaning your thoughts kind of can't go easily. You keep ruminating. So they keep showing up. That's why they're called intrusive. They keep showing up in your brain as something to think about and worry about. Like, if you don't have OCD, it might be like a fleeting thought, or like, imagine that happened. Like, that would be terrible. Ugh, what if that ever happens? But like, it goes away, where people with OCD will ruminate, and she might think about this. She could think about it 5 times a day. She could think about it 20 times a day. She could think about it a few hundred times a day. Like, it just depends. Or it could be a few times a week. But the point is, it's an obsession. Okay. It's an obsession. And something that she might do to help that obsession is a compulsion. And a compulsion that could possibly be something that she would have is seeking reassurance. So she can be asking Brock, are you sure? Like, you wouldn't do this. Are you sure? Or do you guys think Lala would do this? Do you think Brock would do this? And it's seeking reassurance as one way to make the obsession feel better. And that's something when people with OCD, they do and have to learn to stop doing. And that's really hard to learn to stop doing. Very hard. And I understand that if you're listening to us and you don't have OCD, you don't get how that's a difficult thing to do. But some way I've explained in another podcast is, people with OCD, a fear for them is kind of like a train coming, and you're on that railroad track and the train is coming at you. Like, it's something that you're fearing most, and it's hard to run from. But I don't know. Do you have anything you want to say about it since you?
Yeah. I mean, I remember right around the time that Lala had moved in next door, right? They bought houses next to each other.
Yeah.
I remember the video was posted.
And he's talking about in Palm Springs, by the way, because they bought.
Yeah. And this was, I guess this was like around the whole Scandival time,
yeah, it was
frame,
after.
Right? Just mm-hmm. after. And I did remember seeing some of the comments.
Yeah.
About like, oh now watch your man with Lala and this and that. And I just thought, right, I'm like, that's just so messed up. But like, you know, the internet can be horrible, and the trolls with all the comments, but that was height of Scandival, and it was fresh in everyone's mind. And I can't imagine how that was for Sheena, seeing things like that. And I guess that's probably what she's referencing now.
Yeah, she probably was already afraid because of Raquel. And people were like, oh, did Raquel sleep with Brock? You know, which, you know, to be honest with you, was a normal question because of the fact that she slept with Sandoval. Like, I don't feel like that's like a super crazy question. But no, yeah, you're right. Then seeing the additional.
It's got to be hard with all those comments that you see out there. And
right.
Trying not to let that get to you. Especially with someone as, you know, someone with OCD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Lala does something later on with this that kind of bothers me, but we'll bring it up later when we get there, when she's at Sir. And so Lala, they have the house in Palm Springs, but now their houses in the valley that they bought are really close to each other, because Lala posted a video on her stories where she was walking Ocean And she was like, hey, neighbor. And Brock was like, hey. And he's out there like doing the wall. So they're really close neighbors now too, with both their vacation house and their regular house.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Which is going to prompt, you know, a lot of people to say shit.
No, I'm sure.
But again, in saying that, I don't think it's a super unreasonable thing to say or to worry about because of what's happened. But I don't think it should be something that somebody like obsesses about. I just feel bad because that is going to be.
It's a messy group. It's hard. Historically, you know, something that would be probably hard to not think about.
Sheena is super emotional. Some people were not happy with Brittany's response. They felt like she was very surface in her response. Did you feel that?
I thought she was responding well. Oh. Like, I thought she was connecting with her and hearing her out.
Yeah, I think it's just a difference between some people are very, like, when you're upset, which we'll talk about later with Ariana, they, like, hug you, they put your hand on you, yeah. Or they have a deeper conversation with you, where Brittany was just seeming to be, you know, listening. But I didn't think it was an issue either, but a lot of people were saying it, so I was curious what you thought. All right, so now we go to your favorite scene, probably my favorite scene too, right? The date?
Yeah, the date is one of my favorite scenes.
The Schwartz and the Katie date, but it wasn't a date. We just call it the date.
Still hanging on to that hope.
No, but we're not hanging on because we feel like Katie deserves much better.
Oh, yes.
Am I speaking for both of us? Our hope is that he somehow realizes everything that he did wrong.
Yes.
Maybe even when it comes out about Jax, if Schwartz doesn't know. P.S., by the way, have to ask you this. Brittany always says that Schwartz is the sweetest and she loves Schwartz so much. Do you think Schwartz, if Jax cheated, I guess we shouldn't be saying he cheated, but if he cheated, pretty certain, but if he did, do you think that Schwartz has held that secret for him also? And if so, will that be the downfall of Schwartz? Because I think that will be.
Oh, if Schwartz knew.
Imagine, and he didn't tell Brittany after all the Ariana show. Are you kidding me?
That would not be a good look.
A good look. That would be a terrible thing.
Yeah, that would be a horrible thing. Especially being so fresh after all the Sandoval stuff, yeah.
In any situation, let's just hope Schwartz didn't know. But if Schwartz didn't know, will it help to show him how Katie is always right? That's what I want to know. Will it help to show him Katie is always right? Should.
Is Schwartz is not as close to Brittany, though, as he was to Ariana, right?
Schwartz is close to Brittany.
Oh, he is.
Oh, no. No, not as close as he was to Ariana.
Yeah.
But Schwartz is close to Brittany. Schwartz and Jax are considered, like, best friends.
Yeah.
And Brittany, you know, he loves Brittany. Brittany loves him. I hope Schwartz, he didn't know.
I think if Schwartz did know for the Jax situation, though, I don't know. I don't know what to think.
That would be horrible. Let's hope he didn't.
It would be horrible, yeah.
Let's hope he didn't, and let's hope he doesn't lie about it. Let's pretend he didn't know, so for our sanity's sake.
Yes.
Schwartz goes to Mel's Diner with Katie. Did they go here on Curb? Looked familiar. Loved the name.
The name was familiar, yeah.
But they come to this diner, and Katie says that she wants to have some type of friendship with Tom, okay? And she says, having spent so much time with a person and then just becoming a stranger, I just can't quite wrap my head around that. Because she's saying this because she said, I know I said I wouldn't, like, have one-on-ones with Tom or whatever. But they have more chemistry together post-divorce than they did for a long time. Well, I mean, they had really nice chemistry during the good times of their marriage. But they have a lot of tension post-divorce, seems like.
Yeah.
A lot of chemistry.
Seems like it's very fun right now. I feel like they're having a lot of playful chemistry.
Playful chemistry.
Seen the whole sort of arc of Schwartz, the beginning of the season to now, beginning of the season, Ariana wanted nothing to do with him. Katie was all pissed. And like now he's having conversations with Ariana. He's going to hang out with Katie. You know, it's nice to see.
He still calls her bub when he comes in. He calls her bub. What's up, bub? He says, can't let that go. He still has his bubba tattoo. So,
So Schwartz says, I'm in a really good mood today. Can you see it on my face?
And Katie says, well, I'm seeing a lot of things happening in front of me. It's like the hair. and then Schwartz asks Katie if she likes it, and she makes her Katie faces, and she's like, I don't know. Why? The hair. What do you think of the hair?
I I don't know.
You have no feelings towards the hair.
Well, when I first saw it, when I first came out, I was like, whoa, Schwartz, what are you doing?
Okay.
It was a bit of a shock. To be honest, seeing it now in like multiple episodes, I'm kind of getting used to it.
Really?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you indifferent towards the hair or you like the hair?
Oh, I wouldn't say I like it. It's probably more just indifference.
Like, yeah. Okay, could do with it.
But I don't think it looks horrible.
Okay, interesting.
I think it's growing on me a little bit.
Okay. I'm not a fan of the hair.
Oh, but I was going to maybe do it.
I would imagine you did that.
Well, I have an appointment.
I would be fine with you doing that, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It'd be funny. It grows so quickly. It doesn't matter. Would you ever do that?
No.
No, for real. Would you ever do that?
No.
I'm asking you seriously, no?
No.
Would you ever get frosted tips?
Well, I did in middle school.
Did you get frosted tips?
Yeah. That was the cool trend.
Pre-bro.
Yeah, that was pre-bro.
You did frosted tips?
It was like seventh grade.
What did it look like? Like orangey, brassy? Like Katie's orange hair?
Like Eminem's hair a little bit. Like
really?
Yeah.
Did you go to a salon?
I did. It took like 2 hours.
Did it really?
Yeah. And it was in a snowstorm, and then the hairdresser actually drove me home.
The hairdresser drove you home?
Yeah.
Who was it, Joe? It's very strange. Very strange. What?
So,
why?
So my best friend goes to the hairdresser all the time. And
your best friend still?
I'm still close with him, yeah.
Okay.
And it was 5 minutes from our house.
I was just making sure it was a person. I'm thinking, okay.
In a snowstorm. And he knew the hairdresser really well because he went there all the time, and then I went there.
It was just a family friend of the hairdresser of them, or it's just
it was someone that's really close to my one of my best friends. Yeah.
Okay.
So someone I trust, someone yeah, that was trustworthy and not just like a random person.
And your parents let them drive you home.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, those were the '90s. Huh?
Those were the '90s.
Yeah.
I would not let a hairdresser drive my kid home
in a snowstorm.
In a snowstorm.
Like I'm thinking also the snowstorm part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to have a picture. Why have I never seen your frosted tips? Like, what is going on? I've never seen your frosted tips.
There's got to be a picture out there somewhere. I'll find it.
Your family has lost a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
Where my family has enough pictures for 300 families.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your family has pictures of all the food you ate even, like, when you were growing up. And
yeah, pictures of plates that I've drawn on. Yeah. Okay.
The memories.
Okay, which our daughter is very much like that, too. I made her a little sign on one of those. We got her, guys, did I say this on a podcast already? I feel like I did, but I haven't deleted it. Those LCD whiteboards that you can get on Amazon are the best thing that you can get. It's not the best thing you can get for your kid, but it's really good. It's really fun. And they can do drawing on there, but when she was little, we practiced our letters. Now we practice our words, our phonics, math, whatever. I drew on it. I wrote her name and I made it all pretty with flower and the sun and all that. She would not delete it.
No.
And she kept it.
She kept it. We had to buy new ones.
We had to buy new ones because she wouldn't delete it. It was so cute. So she sent Samantha like me.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but also then you're like,
you don't want to hold on to everything.
Yeah, you don't hold on to everything. Okay, anyway. But FYI, go get those. They're like $10 on Amazon and they are worth
it. Yeah, really affordable.
She got a two-pack. Yeah. The Easter Bunny got her a two-pack for Easter. Two-pack for like $12.
It's a good bunny.
Very good bunny.
Okay, so back to the Mel's Diner. We'll sidetrack to my frosted tips.
Speaking of Mel's Diner, were you watching this? I know you. You probably wanted a milkshake really bad.
Oh my God, so much.
And were you happy with his choice of cookies and cream? Because I was like, oh, I like him a little more because that's a great choice.
That's a smart choice.
It's a great choice.
You cannot go wrong with
cookies. And Katie smiled at the cookies and cream.
Yeah.
So like they both mutually like cookies and cream. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
If he got plain vanilla, I'd be like,
I think Katie's seeing now Schwartz is making some better choices.
Better choices.
She commented a few episodes ago, he wasn't making good choices with his clothes.
He's making better choices with
the milkshake. Katie's smiling.
Okay.
The door's opening again.
Also, he shared her curly fries. Those curly fries look delicious. Probably nobody else would notice them. I notice these things.
Yeah.
Curly fries, crispy, round, seasoned really well. He stole some. They're still a couple. Just kidding. But, okay.
I mean, Schwartz doesn't have girlfriends. We're not.
No, at that point.
Oh, at that point, he doesn't.
Yes. No, he does not have his 24-year-old girlfriend then.
That's right.
He might have a 29-year-old hookup once in a while.
Yeah.
But not his 24-year-old girlfriend. Okay. Schwartz also invites Katie to get the tattoo. It's like, do you want to go for the tattoo with him tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to get tattoos with Tom tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where Katie wants to be.
No, thank you.
She could imagine Katie hopping in the back of the car with them. I know you hate that scene. I love that scene.
We can't talk about it until we have to talk about it, and then we'll talk about it. Because I can't. So Schwartz says that he made it clear to Joe that he's always been clear. I don't want to date. I wrote this down. So we have the exact words here. I don't want to date. I don't want to have a girlfriend. Katie makes a face and he says, more or less decided to just maybe take a break from hanging out so much. And Katie says, oh boy. After she already said, oh boy, about a message that she had posted online when he posted his hair with Lena, who is the hair salon owner, I believe, and Joe, who is the bleacher of Schwartz's hair.
Yeah.
And we talked last time about Joe's live and all of that. So we already know present day, we talked about Kyle Chan and we talked about Joe, Kristen, and people saying that Joe lies. Now this is many people saying that Joe lies. So I do think that Schwartz is probably making it clear to her, but I think he was confusing and I think he wasn't, and like Katie said, he was elusive. Like he wasn't making it clear enough for someone like Joe maybe. And I think she maybe didn't want to see it, but yeah, Katie,
I thought that was a point that Katie did call him out there and say, but Tom, it was your fault because you were always very elusive about it.
Yes. Mm-hmm, I agree. It's good that she called him out.
So she's like still trying to give him some advice.
Of course, she will give him advice for life. And then Schwartz says that like it broke his heart when Joe was like, are you embarrassed of me? Which was really sad. Like that's a sad
thing. Yeah, I mean, that's a sad thing to hear.
By the way, I just watched a cameo today of Joe. So Joe does cameos. I think they're 50 a piece. And she did like a happy birthday cameo for somebody. Guys, Joe has been doing her hair. I've noticed the past week she's been doing her hair. Yeah. Why are you staring at me?
So the comments have helped keep them coming?
No, I'm just kidding. I feel bad that she... I agree. I do think she should be doing her hair more as a hairdresser. I feel like that's your... Like, when I get my hair done, I do like when the person doing my hair, their hair looks good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you don't want to... You're not going to go to a gym and...
What are you going to say? No, this is a terrible comment. Pick a different one.
You're not going to go and...
You're not going to go buy an Italian meal from somebody who's... in their workout clothes at the gym. That's what me, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be like, if I'm at a pizzeria, okay, if I go to a pizzeria and the guy behind the counter
is dressed up.
It's a clown.
It's a clown. You wouldn't buy pizza from him? He had the red nose and the rainbow wig.
I would have bought pizza.
Welcome to Bobo's Pizza.
No, I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't?
Well, also the other way around. If I go to a kid's party and the pizza guy is blowing balloons down the magic. Doing magic, I wouldn't trust them.
Oh, I'd be like, God.
Who is this? You know what I'm saying? God.
Yeah.
So I do understand the hair thing is a point of this.
Okay.
Agree or disagree?
Oh, I agree.
If you go to...
I thought my examples were good, but that's a great example.
If you go to... If you go to my
plants... What?
If you go to my plants at a garden center, the guy's dressed as a cop. A little weird. Or if you get pulled over.
You get pulled over from the landscaper.
The guy comes out as a landscaper. So you gotta look like your job, right?
You do have to look like your job. Oh my God. Oh boy. Oh
what
boy.
If you go
like Katie
to,
says,
like,
oh boy.
What if you go to the movie theater to buy tickets? And the guy's a butcher.
And he's got his apron on with the blood stains.
There's a blood. What kind of movie theater is this?
Oh my God.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Wow.
What if you go to take a picture with Santa? Oh, she woke up. We're just going to take a quick break and give a shout out to Draw Me Bitch, the person who did our podcast artwork, who is amazing. Please check her out on Instagram and on TikTok. She also has her website, shopmebitch.com, where you can buy coloring books, stickers, gifts for all things Bravo. But she now has a subscription on her page, which gets you access to weekly Vanderpump coloring pages. Definitely go check her out. You will not regret it. And I also would like to give a shout out to our friend Peyton. She is Glorified Gossip Girl on Instagram. Right now, her account is down because of weird rules that don't make sense. So please go follow her back up at Glorified Gossip Girl, but with a U for the girl. And she also is Glorified Vintage Girl. She does amazing work. A lot of Bravo Lebs wear her and order from her, including Ariana Madix, Danielle Rivera, Katie Maloney. Go check her out and support her. Her website is on her IG page, or it's www.distressedout.myshopify.com. She is a super hard worker. She's great at what she does, and she's an amazing person as well. So two fabulous girls to check out. And now back to the pod.
You have one?
You go to the dentist and the guy walks in dressed up as a plumber.
Yeah.
That one was a good one.
Okay, so we actually had to stop recording because our little one woke up and then she couldn't go back to sleep because she wanted to know why we were laughing so hard. And now we're recording it in day two because we're just going to go to sleep. All right. Anyway, so after all those ridiculous jokes, Katie says to Tom, "But Tom, that was your fault because you were always very elusive about it." So, like, I do think he was elusive with her. However, we know the other side of it too, which is that she wasn't really getting all of the – I don't even think it's hints. I just think it's the point of everything that he was saying and didn't want to hear it. And I think when you really like somebody, though, that could be
– I could see that. I mean, she really – you could tell she really loved Schwartz. So I think maybe she was –
I think she loved Schwartz.
Yeah, I think she – or infatuated with him, I would say. So possibly she didn't see some of those signals if he was giving them.
So then Schwartz asks her if she's looking for a life partner or just having fun. And this is where, again, it feels like a date. It feels like a date.
Yeah.
All right. Like, are you looking for a life partner or you just want to have fun? Like dating.
Yeah.
I could see how you look at it as not a date, because then the second time I watched it, I was like, all right, let me pretend that in my head I'm not like they're on a date. And then it just seemed like friends. But I did get initial datey vibes.
They have 12 years of chemistry. So the chemistry was there.
Yeah.
And it's different than what we saw in the beginning of the season.
Yeah. Anyway, Katie tells them she's getting to know people, but in a more like intentional kind of way, because she has zero expectations of anyone. And Schwartz is like, that's me right now. So they're both looking for the same thing, which is not somebody serious. This is where in my head I'm thinking, especially from Schwartz's end, I've said this before, I think Schwartz is in a temporary state of mind with everything and everyone, because he feels like Katie is on pause. And I know he doesn't admit to that. And I know he says that he knows it's done. But I feel like we said on the other time, so you're saying there's a chance. Like, so you're
telling me there's a chance.
Like, yeah, I feel like he still always looks at it as, I might be back with her one day. And this is all the in between. And you know what? It's possibly true.
Yeah. I mean, he said she's the one that got away, and he's probably just thinking he's
going. Did he say that?
He did say that. Yeah. Didn't he say that in somewhere? I don't know if he posted or at a confessional.
Oh, he did say that in something. No, I don't know. I think he did.
Well, now everyone's going to think he said it.
Right. Then they, I know.
Heard it here first. Careful.
Then they go talk about the date with Tori, and Katie says that she thinks that she liked her more than she liked him.
Oh, I love this part. And they had a little competition. All right, let's both text her and we'll see who she responds to first.
Right.
They're checking the timestamps, and I think what was Tom's was whatever, 29, like and Katie's was 31.
Yeah, 2 minutes before. But it's true. If you text somebody first, they're going to like respond to you first. Also, what about this one? I would have paused. I would have said, if I like this person, I don't want them to know I'm answering back right that second. I'm going to wait a few minutes. I'm going to make them wait for a few minutes. So it could go either way. Do you see what I'm saying?
So you would have answered back the friend zone quicker than the potential.
Absolutely. I would have answered the friend zone quicker than the potential. Because the potential, you have to lead them. You have to make them want a little more.
If you had Katie and Schwartz actually text you on your phone, who would you respond to first?
You're asking me if I'm dating them or if I'm talking to them?
No, just as friends.
I don't know. If they're friends, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I guess that's a weird question.
And then they talk about the kisses and Schwartz's, he gave her a cheeky little peck.
Little peck. Cheeky peck.
And Katie says, that's all you got?
Oh. I got tongue.
Yeah. And then Tom says, we're both the same now. And Katie's like, we're not the same. We'll never be the same. But I just love the way Tom always tries to make it like, oh, yeah, we're on the same level. And she's always like, no.
He's always trying to bring it down to like even playing field. We're back.
So funny. Now, Schwartz says, which is very Michael Scott. Okay.
Confessional.
Confessional. He says, it's weird, but I think Katie pursuing a girl that I've been hanging out with is like her way of saying, I miss hanging out. I think that's our post-divorce love language. How is that her way of saying I miss hanging out?
I don't know what's going on in his head to think that.
That is not her way of saying I miss hanging out. That literally has nothing. No, that's not that. That's not
I couldn't make sense of it, but it was a funny line. So then Katie jumps back to Tom's hair and says, you're just trying to have a hair glow up because I had a hair glow up. What does Tom say?
I don't know. He doesn't think she's a he's like,
oh, when was that? I may have missed it, but you know, obviously being sarcastic.
Yeah. Obviously, Katie's hair is freaking phenomenal like this. Phenomenal. Okay, so that's it for part one of our recap. Part two, like we said, is coming Thursday. That'll finish the rest of the episode, including that lovely scene with Sandoval and Sheena at the end.
Yes, great scene.
Okay, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And now we're going to go to the news with Em.
Hey, Ro, how was your day today?
Kind of a mess, and I just killed a bug by myself. I don't like doing that, so that was fun. What's that beeping?
Can you hear that? Hold on, into the dryer. It'll end. It just ended.
It's like a symphony over there.
Well, me too. I killed my first ever spider in my new apartment with a paper towel roll.
Wait, did I? It's really funny that you did it with a paper towel roll because I do a lot of things with paper towel rolls.
I couldn't reach it. It was on the ceiling.
Yeah,
so I
no,
was
it's
like,
a great
how
tool.
Am I getting this? I need to get like a step stool or something.
Yeah, I have a great one from Amazon.
And on top of that, today when I was walking my dog, I stepped in not one but two shit piles. So today was a pretty shitty day.
Perfect. Were you wearing your Crocs too?
I was in my Crocs, which I'm very thankful for because at least they're able to be easily washed.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I just threw them right in the tub. I sprayed them with Clorox, wiped them off. That's the one thing I love about Crocs. Very thankful. But yeah, you had a hot mess of a day and I had a shitty day.
Perfect. We're ready.
We're great.
All right, guys. So it is Monday and it is, well, actually, technically it's Tuesday over here on the East Coast now. It's Monday for M and we're literally doing this last minute news because this is the only time we were really able to do it. And we had a lot that happened today, but a lot going on in our lives today and this week for both of us. So we weren't able to record as much as we wanted to. But what we're going to do now is we're going to give you just a teeny bit of the news that we started talking about earlier in the episode with Jax and Brittany. And there was a lot that came out with Rachel's podcast today, this past week, that Em and I have been discussing. I've been going into the old podcasts and getting clips too that I've pulled together, things that Rachel says that really contradicts like her stories right now. Because there's a lot there, we definitely are actually going to release a second episode this week that is going to have part two of this news, which is going to be more of the Rachel situation. Today, we also got a response from Ariana's lawyers about the Rachel lawsuit. So we had Sandoval's the other day, which we have to cover. Ariana's response today, which we have to cover. So we definitely have a part two coming out this week. It is probably going to come out on Thursday of this week. If you are in the US, it would be Thursday. We have a lot of Australia. We have listeners all over the world, which is so freaking cool. So like, I feel cool. Like wanting to say the countries right now, but that would be weird. And I don't want to miss one because that's part of my issues. I feel bad if I ever miss something. But we're going to have the part two coming out then that will cover the rest of it. So right now, we just wanted to quickly come on here. After all that we talked about earlier in tonight's episode about Jax and Brittany and Sheena saying basically that Jax cheated on Brittany with the publicist without saying it, but saying it. We talked about my information that I had received. But Jax, again, it's not a direct source. And when I say direct source, meaning I'm not talking to that person myself, but it is a trusted source. So we think more is going to be coming out about that. However, the strange thing is with all of this, Em, do you want to share what people were noticing about Jax's profile and Brittany's?
Yeah, which was so interesting. So it looks like Mr. Jax Taylor on Instagram took off Lori from his bio. He used to have Lori tagged in his bio as his manager, and now Lori is no longer there. Also, I'm not sure, Ro, did you and Hubs talk about how Jax and Brittany, how like Brittany unfollowed Jax and Lori?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. Let's just say, just in case.
Yeah, because also Brittany unfollowed both Jax and Lori, which is kind of giving us a little bit more insight now, also coupled with Sheena's podcast, because I'm sorry, that was very, what she said I thought was very cryptic, and it left the people kind of, I feel like, okay, we now know if Sheena's not discussing it, there's a reason, there's a reason she's not discussing it, because clearly there's something there.
And it's funny though, because it looks like now, and this is what I mean about like the latest and greatest news, because now Brittany, I guess, unblocked Jax because they were at the White House Correspondents' Dinner together, which, by the way, very funny that Jax is at the White House
Correspondents'. Like, I'm sorry, Jax is at the White House? What?
Very funny. But they're literally taking shots together on his Instagram stories that he posted and taking pictures together. So I'm confused. I'm very confused because it's one thing I'm confused.
Me too. Are they just doing like business though together? Like again with the podcast, how they're still maintaining the podcast and it seems like they take their business very seriously in separation, or rather they take their business very seriously regardless of where their relationship status is.
Business is one thing to me, but if your significant other, if your spouse cheated on you with your mutual publicist that you both have, who Brittany has said in previous podcasts, there's no way he's cheating on, we love Lori, right? There is no way she said that he was cheating on her with Lori. Now she unfollows Lori and Jax. Then taking a shot with the person.
I know, but is that just like, again, optics? Like we need to kind of push it out to the public, like we're still a front together because of our business endeavors.
But your optics are you're removing him and from your social media. And then you do that still?
Yeah, that's confusing.
This is where I think there's a lot of people who, I never felt this way. There's a lot of people who don't like Brittany, partly because they feel like she never should have taken Jax back. Like they felt like she didn't have a backbone. There's other reasons people don't like Brittany, but that was one of the things people always said about her. So I have to say, because I've never been in a situation, I haven't, thankfully, knock on wood, been cheated on by a person in a serious relationship. You know, I don't know how I would act, but I do think it's very strange to be taking a shot with that person if that's what happened, unless Brittany just thought maybe that's what happened and then unfollowed them and then found out it wasn't true. But Sheena literally was like, all I can say is it's like the worst case scenario.
My impression of that was, okay, so it's true then. What was your impression when you heard that?
Factually true. Like not even a doubt.
Because wouldn't Sheena talk about it? Wouldn't Sheena like address it if it wasn't true rather?
Yeah, and she wouldn't have said like the worst case scenario. She would have just said, I don't know and I can't talk about that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
And then to kind of leave it in Brittany's hands, like I'm going to let Brittany address it. I don't know.
Right. It doesn't make sense. So anyway, we're going to see what happens with that. Maybe by the time we release part two this week, we'll get some more information, I'm hoping, maybe from Brittany's podcast, because I think it should come out. What's today? Is today Monday? Oh, it usually comes out. Okay, so maybe it'll come out tomorrow. Actually, I think hers is all over the place on the days that they release some. I'm very curious.
We should like maybe get some info. That way we can recap it for everyone. Because I am dying to hear what is going to be said.
And then in the next episode, like I said, we'll talk about Rachel's podcast where she said a lot about Ariana and Sannibal and everything, the show, Sheena, Brock.
Everything. Yeah, literally. And the lawsuit as well.
The lawsuit as well. This weekend, Rachel seemingly wore the shirt that Ariana wore in the finale of season 10 of Vanderpump Rules to Stagecoach. So she was out with her friends at Stagecoach posting a picture, videos of her in this shirt that I knew. I don't know. Did you? I knew that shirt right away because I liked that shirt. Like, I remember liking that shirt on Ariana.
No, honestly, and I did not remember that. And I was like, that's so good. Good job, Reality Ops. That's literally what I thought. I was like, yeah, see, I wouldn't have even thought that. And like, come on. You're telling me Rachel didn't know that that was Ariana's shirt that she had worn?
She knew. You come don't. On. Then she commented on the post. People were commenting saying, Ariana shirt, Ariana shirt, Ariana shirt. And people were asking her where she got her clothes from. And she responded back. Somebody said, where'd you get your shirt and pants from? And she said, the pants are from so-and-so, right? Someplace.
Yeah.
Then didn't respond to the shirt part, but she responded to the pants part. Where's your shirt? Then she responded later on to somebody else after I had my video out 3 hours later. And by the way, I saw later, it was also on Reddit. The Bravo investigator, whose account we also love, had posted it on Reddit. So she definitely saw people commenting about this because then she answered somebody later on and she said, honestly, I don't know where this shirt is from. I think I got it from some boutique in the mall 2 years ago.
Right. What? Like, come on.
I know where my $10 shirt is from, whether it's Old Navy, Target, Kohl's, whatever, you should know where the shirt is from. If you borrow a shirt from someone, you know where their shirt is from. Could right. Ariana have borrowed it from Rachel? Possibly. Don't think so. I just don't think so. She could have. Don't forget, Rachel also says Ariana wasn't her real friend. And they were just like friends for the show. Do friends for the show share clothes? I don't know. But
I mean, like, but come on, I don't get how, I don't believe that personally. I don't. I think that she absolutely was like, oh, I remember Ariana, like not in on purpose way, but just like, oh yeah, like I remember this, like Ariana wore this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think it was purposely. I think it was purposely personally. Like I personally think that she baited. So I feel like she does these things, yeah, in a calculated way to either like get a rise out of her or to have something to talk about on her next podcast is what I think a lot of it has to do with. She has now something to respond to where the show is like kind of done with her.
Very true. And, that's such a good point.
That's maybe some will see that as a cynical way of viewing it. I think most will not because I think most people feel the same way. It's just there's a lot with her, and especially listening to the last podcast, like I said, we'll talk about, that's very, very calculated. And I can't help but go with my gut, and my gut tells me that this was something that was done on purpose. It's again, if it is a two-year-old shirt, you're wearing new pants. People do – it seemed like she got those pants to show and like tag – so why not wear a shirt that you're showing and tagging also?
True. You know what I mean? Good point on that as well. Yeah. Very, very good point. I like, though, what you just said because I could totally see her doing that because now she has something to respond to. And I guess I never realized, but yeah, every week she's responding to things people are saying. I've noticed mm-hmm. that. But like now she's got the people talking and stuff. I don't get it. It's just so like, in my opinion, that's so toxic. Like how is that healing?
It's not healing. It can't
very
be
confusing.
In her latest podcast, she responded to one of my videos. So Juliet was there with her publicist, and she responded to one of my videos because I was literally the only one with that video.
Yeah, and that's annoying, by the way. Just have to say, like, I wish that they would, like, at least say, like, oh, we saw this video from Reality Ops because clearly they're watching the videos. I mean, Juliet's also commented on the podcast Instagram.
And she commented on this video, the one that they brought up. She also brought up another video that I had posted that other people had posted about the lawsuit also. Other people had posted about it as well, but she specifically commented on my post about it. Rachel's mom also commented on my post about it, and it was brought up on their podcast. Yeah, we bring you up on our podcast.
So right, like just say where you saw it from, you know what I mean? It's not like...
yeah.
I just don't get it. It's so like hush hush, and I'm like, wait, why aren't they like disclosing where they're
fine? Like, I don't mind in a way. I'm kind of like, I don't really want Because the way they said it was like people are commenting. Because, you know, then one person makes it and then somebody else makes it and whatever. Like sometimes you're the first to say something. Sometimes you're not. Sometimes you're last to say something. Sometimes you're the only person to say something. So, I mean, I don't mind so much. I just thought it was funny that they brought up two of the posts. And I know Juliet had commented on those posts.
Yeah, no. Very.
So I'm cracking up because the recording accidentally stopped there. So it's just bro right now. But we were literally at the end anyway. We were going to stop it. But yeah, I just want to say it doesn't, it's not a big deal. But it was just funny to be included in the podcast, but like under wraps. Okay. So anyway, Em will be back with us in a few days for part two of this with a whole bunch that we go over. All right, Hubs, you're here to say good night to everybody with me, or good day. Good day.
Good day and good night. What? Good day for the Australian.
Okay. Just say good day for the Australian listener. Is that what they say in Australia? Good day, mate. Yes.
Good day. Yes.
Yeah, good day. Okay. And good day, for the Canadians. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for listening.
I'm talking to them and you. Part two coming up. It's already mostly recorded.
And that's good.
It's good?
It's good.
I don't even remember what we talked about.
You gotta have a little tease at the end.
Okay, you love these teases.
Tease and a cliffhanger.
Okay. Please don't forget, follow us if you are on Spotify or Apple or wherever. Please rate us 5 stars. We would appreciate that. And leave us a review if you're nice. What else do I have to say? Like, subscribe.
Like, subscribe.
Anything else? What are the things?
Follow DTR Hubs.
I am going to follow DTR Hubs. I am releasing a Patreon, I think this week, maybe next. Probably this week, though, where you can find extra clips, like little bits of news throughout the week. And
I will subscribe.
I'm not going to say that now. Should I just?
So I get more tea.
You're going to subscribe?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I'll support you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you guys for joining. We will talk to you later.
Later. See you in a while, crocodiles.
Nobody listened to that anyway. If you listen to that, message us so we know. Later.